Now, as I just discussed there with Michael McGrath, face masks on public transport are going to be made compulsory in the UK from June 15th. Anyone not wearing a mask from that date will be fined or stopped from boarding buses, trains and all other public transport. So should we be looking at something similar here? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union. Dermot, good morning to you and thank you very much for joining us in a moment. I'll also be speaking to Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Dermot, for yourself, the mandatory wearing of face masks for those people travelling on public transport in the UK, what's your view on this? Is that something we should be doing here?
Look, we've been calling for this, and I mentioned it to yourself, nearly 6 weeks at this stage, and we wrote to the National Transport Authority and indeed the operating companies across the transport sector. I suppose, look, the what I would say is it's a no-brainer at this stage, but that's a very glib way of putting it. But just listening to Michael McGrath earlier, one thing I picked up on what he said was legislation, and my paraphrase, may not be workable. That's not a reason why you wouldn't introduce something. The coronavirus has shown quite clearly that we've surmounted many, many hurdles in relation to public health. So about the UK, which was behind us in many aspects of this, and what we definitely is over here.
I don't know, Dermot. I'm afraid, sorry to interrupt you, but the line is just really bad there. We might just try and re-establish that line because I am interested in what you have to say on the matter. But as I said, we also have Kingston Mills on the line, Professor of Experimental Immunology in Trinity College Dublin. Kingston, I suppose, firstly, your view on this, compulsory or, as the government is going down the line at the moment, a recommendation only?
Yeah, good morning, Sarah. I think face masks have a large place to play in as we open up in terms of more back to work and more shopping. There's no doubt that wearing face masks is beneficial. It's not 100% foolproof in that it can significantly reduce transmission. And that was shown in a very good paper that was published this week by the prestigious journal Lancet Medical Journal, showing that they surveyed all the studies that have been done, and they found that that wearing a face mask has a significant advantage. So I think that for public transport, for shopping, as department stores open up, I think it would really help if people were asked to or made mandatory to wear a face mask, especially public transport.
So sorry, there's a difference obviously between being asked or being made mandatory. Which do you think would be more effective?
Well, I mean, obviously, with some of the other rules, if you like, when they were made, when people were asked to do them, they didn't always do them. So I think the UK has done the right thing and said that it's mandatory now. I mean, there was an issue about supply of face masks initially, and there was a worry that the health services wouldn't have enough supply if everybody in the country started using them. But that's no longer an issue. They're now readily available. And if they can't get a medical face mask, it's very easy to make a face cover. So I don't think that's an issue anymore. So that's not a reason for not implementing it. So I would advocate it becoming a sort of a mandatory measure in shopping centres, department stores, shopping in general, but also in public transport.
Anecdotally, as Michael McGrath was saying a little earlier from Fianna Fáil, it does appear that far fewer people are wearing them in shops even in the last three now than even were wearing them in the last 3 weeks. I mean, it's very patchy, isn't it, just walking around the place?
Well,
you see,
I suppose
yourself,
that's partly because of the mixed messages that we're getting, you know. So I think some people in government are very much in favour of it, and yet it hasn't come out and said that it is a requirement. So I think you know, we need to be clearer on the advice or to make it mandatory, and then it'll be easier to implement. So I do think it's a very important additional measure to the distancing measures, especially if people can stay 2 meters. You may not need a face mask, but if it comes down to 1 meter or under, then having a face mask would be very beneficial. And that's really, you know, as we open up businesses, and there are not very many people on public transport right now. You know, when more businesses get back to work, there's going to be a lot more people on public transport. Therefore, we need to accommodate those. And one way to do that is to wear face masks.
Okay, so if you take that public transport idea, and from Monday, people will start, as you say, taking more public transport. If, say, half the carriage on the Dart or half of the bus aren't wearing masks for a half an hour journey, what sort of risk are you looking at there?
Well, it really much depends on the number of people in the community that have the virus. And that's the other point in all of this. So, you know, if the measures that the government have put in place continue to have the beneficial effect that they're having in reducing the numbers, then the risks are reducing all the time. But what we have to really, really be critically important and clear about is if we don't have the measures to contain the spread, if when the businesses and general life resumes, if we don't have testing and done properly, and if we don't put other measures like wearing face masks, then we risk getting a resurgence of this infection. That's the big, big concern. Nobody wants to go back to lockdown measures again, having just come out of them. And the way to mitigate against that is three things. One, wear face masks. Two, quick, efficient testing, tracing, testing, and reporting on those tests. And the third thing is airline traffic, making sure that we restrict travel from countries which have still got high levels of infection. So if you do those three things, there's a less chance that we're going to get a resurgence of this infection.
Okay, we've lots of texts in on this to 51551, and I have to say a lot of our texters this morning very frustrated at the way this has been handled by the looks of things. One person says, nobody wearing a face mask in my local supermarket in Newbridge this morning, and it was quite busy. Lisa says, why are we so reluctant to introduce compulsory face coverings in Ireland? Gutless politicians afraid of upsetting their voters. Totally pathetic when there's a pandemic. Maura says, my friend lives in Germany, her region, Bavaria. Masks are compulsory. She said, everyone wears them, no complaints. My daughter's due to go back to her job in UAE at the end of August, but has to go 2 weeks earlier to go into quarantine. But then there's one other one here, Kingston, from Geraldine, who says, how about people with symptoms simply stay at home and let the rest of us who are not coughing or sneezing go about without a bacteria-sodden mask?
Well, I mean, it's a virus, first of all, not a bacteria that we're worrying about here. But that's, you know, the big issue is around the asymptomatics. So about 50% of people who get infected with the virus don't have any symptoms. They don't know they're infected, but yet they can transmit the infection, and the person they transmit to can get disease. So that's what you're trying to mitigate against with a face mask. It's not the person who has COVID-19. They're not going to be walking around because they're going to be at home or going to be in hospital. It's the person who has SARS-CoV-2 infection and doesn't have COVID-19 disease. These are asymptomatic people who have no symptoms. Those are the ones you want to stop from spreading it. And they're the risk group, and they can be up to 50% of all those that get infected can have no symptoms. Okay. So that's the ones you're trying to prevent the spread of. And coming back to what other countries are doing, I mean, Asian countries, China and Korea and other countries, wear face masks all the time when they have seasonal flu or common cold. It's part of the culture there to do it. Nobody takes any notice of somebody walking around with a face mask. And I think we need to change the culture here and accept that wearing face masks is a very effective way at stopping transmission of respiratory pathogens such as the SARS-CoV-2. Okay.
All right, Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology in Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for that. I'll just take one more text on this. Why are a lot of people wearing masks on their heads, around their necks, on the mouth, but not over the nose? It's a bit like people that only wear sunglasses on their heads. So that's a pretty valid question, I think.